Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because sometimes when you're making money, life can just be crude. Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we sit down with Jared Bai with JLB Talent Management and Mark J. Lindquist with Mark J. Lindquist Motivational Speaking. He's also a professional singer as well. And we talk to them about competition, collaboration, sales, networking, all kinds of good things that people need to hear if you are in the world of business today. Mark J. Lindquist, Jared Bai, in just a moment. That exclusive interview in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. The past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Jared Bai, JLB Talent Management.
And Mark?
Mark J. Lindquist. Mark J. Lindquist, Motivational Speaking.
Wait a minute now. Last time we spoke, you didn't have that name, so you branched off on your own, huh?
I have, yeah. I'm now working with new speakers, more speakers, and we're growing.
So you started off as Mark J. Lindquist's business manager,
yep.
And you were under his brand at that time, and now you are kind of going in your own behind-the-scenes brand, if you will. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of grew organically. Mark was out speaking all over, and other speakers would come to him and ask how he was doing it, and I was just part of that equation. And over the last year and a half, I've brought on a few extra speakers, and now we're just growing.
Hey, Mark, what did you make of that? Because that might be a relationship ender for some people, you know what I mean? Like, did you bring it up to him? Did he bring it up to you? Did the clients just say, I want him?
Well, it's like we said in a previous segment, you know, that what do we do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then eventually you get to a place where other people want to know how you succeeded. And so then you start to spread the wealth. You start to spread the word. And so Jared and I were able to build Mark J. Lindquist Motivational Speaking to a certain level of success, where now people were approaching me, other speakers, say, how did you do that? And absolutely, we would not be where we are today without the partnership that Jared and I have, you know, having a trusted partner that builds this business with you, that advises you along the way. It's hard enough to build a motivational speaking. No, it's hard enough to build a small business in America. But then you try to build a word-of-mouth motivational speaking business. There's no playbook. There's no game plan for that. And so Jared has the opportunity to take our success and duplicate it with other speakers across America. And actually, that's too limiting. Across the globe. He's got a speaker in
Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah.
That he books gigs for. And so, you know, it's really becoming this, maybe this new phenomenon of a speaker who has a business manager, who's a trusted partner in your business. I'm excited to see it.
International booking sensation, Jared Bai. I was underprepared for this interview. What's the name of your company again?
JLB Talent.
JLB, okay. Yep. JLB Talent. All right, folks, write that down. JLB Talent, if you have any... Wait, what kind of talent? Are we cymbal players or speakers or trombonists?
No cymbal players just yet. Speakers. A few musicians, but mostly speakers.
Okay,
the focus is speakers.
Are you doing some musicians, huh?
A couple, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we should talk. I used to book musicians. In fact, this show right now that you're on, we have independent musicians as our bumper music. So it's our Excellent. Way. Yeah, it's our way to promote the independent music scene across our 5-state area, and also, you know, the globe with the internet,
sure.
the interweeb, that type of thing. So, okay, so when did you start JLB Talents?
Let's see. We finally kind of went out on our own this summer.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been working with other speakers for probably about a year, but finally got my act together, branded, and got a website this summer.
Okay, and that makes you official when you yes. get the website. Yep. More than the Facebook page and the Twitter account. Now we actually have to pay for hosting, so we're official now. It's an investment.
And I think for our relationship, it became let's have proof of concept. You know, let's prove that he can manage a speaker to a level of success that others want to duplicate. And once we got there, it was a no-brainer mm-hmm. to say, all right, we've got to start offering this to other people. Because then, you know, if you want to kind of get all touchy-feely, you know, altruistic about it, the way I look at it is I can only be in so many places at once as a motivational speaker, inspiring people, you know, getting them to the next level in their life. But now, look at the impact that Jared can make through the duplication of his efforts, supporting speakers, building their businesses to a successful level. Now, that's the ripple effect. That's you're scaling your impact. And now, on any given day, he's got, you know, speakers all over the world speaking and changing lives instead of just one guy like me. So
we are definitely in a contrast period, you know? I mean, you either got to grow or you got to shrink. Very few people are staying the same size right now. Either they're selling off some assets and streamlining, or they're growing a little bit. Sounds to me like you're growing a little bit. How about you? Are you Mark J. Lindquist? I mean, are you do, first of all, you do national anthems.
Yes, sir.
You do motivational speaking.
Yes, sir.
And you even spoke at an oil and gas event. So let's start off, first of all, by talking about, you know, your history with the oil and gas events a little bit, because, you know, we do a energy show, so...
Yes, sir.
Some people might be like, hey, I saw him at the North Dakota
yeah.
Petroleum Council meeting. Hey, I saw him sing the national anthem and blow the roof off. So talk about those two things, and just how was your experience in the oil and gas world?
It's an incredible way that this industry kind of morphs and evolves. It's all word of mouth. You know, the speakers who try to get started, they say, you know, I need a good marketing plan, or I need the best website, or I need, you know, a good social media strategy. Ultimately, as a speaker coach like myself, I say, no, you need a good keynote. So that's how it happens. I didn't necessarily have a foot in the door with the oil and gas industry. I go speak somewhere. People in the audience have connections, and they say, my goodness, I need that guy to speak at my event. It just so happened that Ron Ness, the president of North Dakota Petroleum Council, happened to be in one of my audiences one day, and he said just that. Oh, my goodness, I saw this guy at an event out of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. I got to have him at my event. And that's how it snowballs from there. And so, of course, you know, was able to go out and speak at their annual convention and talk about my signature keynote, Passion, because certainly at a time in the oil and gas industry where maybe people need a little jolt, they need a little reminder why they're doing what they're doing, you know, during the contraction maybe, you know, when oil was, you know, oil prices were down. And so I was able to come in at their annual conference and give them that little spark. And so that's what I do for industries all over the country, be it oil and gas, be it banking, be it insurance, be it financial services, teachers, doctors, lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to come in and remind people why they do what they do.
You know, off air, we were talking about Eric Hatch coaching.
Yeah.
And when you mentioned the oil and gas industry going through that kind of that downturn or whatever, part of what they're doing is reinventing their whole industry because of big data and technology.
Sure.
Anyways, that was one of the things that I thought was interesting about, like, Eric Hatch in comparison with the oil and gas industry, is that what he's done to the real estate world, I think the oil and gas industry could benefit listening to him.
Absolutely. And I think that when you study successful people, there are principles of success that are applicable in all phases of life, in all industries, right? So the things that Eric Hatch has been able to bring to the real estate industry... Certainly, he is a master at being able to boil those things down to the things that might be, you know, applied in another industry, be it oil and gas or another. And so he's a master at that.
So transitioning back to Mark J. Lindquist, also Jared Bai with us, JLB Talents, his new company. He used to be Mark J. Lindquist, business manager, but they're having such success that he's spun off and has his own talent company, JLB Talents, and of course, Mark J. Lindquist. Now, you did the national anthem for the Petroleum Council a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And then I heard a rumor that you big-time Donald Trump.
I don't recall.
No, I heard that you got asked, but you had previous commitments to sing when he came to North Dakota. So I,
yeah, oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, you know, we do. I travel 225 days a year. You know, do about 80, 90 speaking gigs and about 30, 40 national anthems around the country. And, you know, sometimes we can't make it work.
I know. I heard that and I thought, I bet Mark was kicking himself a little bit. Because we're not talking politics here. It's about opportunity.
Yeah,
it's about opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I thought, I couldn't see him saying no out of politics. He must have been doing the Indianapolis Colts or something.
That was, you're everywhere, every day, you know.
And it was so, you and LeBron James, right? So how many NFL games you got this year, NBA games? Mark J. Lindquist, in addition to his speaking gigs, he also does national anthems, sings it professionally. UND Fighting Hawks. Sue, yeah. Anyway, JLB Talents, you book those national anthems?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So how many gigs you got?
Well, we have three NFL games this year. We're excited about that. It'll be either a Monday Night Football game, December 11th, in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium, the Dolphins versus the Patriots conference game. Or we'll do the New Year's Eve game against the Buffalo Bills. And that we don't know yet because Monday Night Football, maybe the NFL will swoop in and say, hey, Carrie Underwood's going to sing. And so, of course, then I'll get bumped. So, but we're excited about that opportunity in Miami. We'll do the Browns versus the Jaguars on November 19th. That is a NFL salute to service game. As well as we'll do the Bears versus the Packers at Soldier Field for the day after Veterans Day, November 12th. And so that's our NFL schedule this year. And then we'll do the NBA team Milwaukee Bucks on Veterans Day in Milwaukee on November 11th as they play the Los Angeles Lakers.
And the Bucks, they're a really popular team now with that Greek sensation, that 7-foot point guard.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, if I was going to build an NBA team from scratch, he would be the first pick.
Neither one of us know how to pronounce his name or even say it. So
Giannis
Antetokounmpo. The 7-foot guy from Greece. That's all I say.
The Greek freak, yep.
Speaking, you got any speaking gigs coming up? You want to promote anything that you made? Do you have a still doing the Passion Tour, or you got
absolutely
some other stuff? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, we'll do 80 to 90 keynotes here this year. I think it being October now, I think I'll be in 30 different cities from now until the end of the year.
Wow.
And so, you know, always out there trying to spread our word about squeezing the most out of life, loving what you do, having passion for the life that you live.
How about you, Jared? What do you got planned the rest of the year? You're going to be obviously getting some new clients and getting them booked up. But, I mean, you know, you're in that phase where you started a business, fire hosed it out of the gate.
Yep.
Now you got to kind of figure out where the water goes.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean, what's next for you?
The rest of this year is just going to be focusing on those new clients, getting them up to speed. It's kind of a slow process to get them up and going.
Because
you really have to know them and their business and their talk. So it's learning these new speakers I'm working with and then building on that.
All right. And a website? Do you email?
JLBtalent.com.
JLBtalent.com, Mark?
MarkJLindquist.com.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Jared Bai with JLB Talent Management and Mark J. Lindquist with Mark J. Lindquist Motivational Speaking. He also does singing as well. Talk to Jared Bai and he will set up all of your things for Mark J. Lindquist, as well as other speakers across the country. So if you want to check out this interview or other interviews like this, go to our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And once again, we'd like to thank you folks for supporting the Crude Life Media Network sponsors. And if you haven't yet, go to our webpage, thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors link, and check them out. See if there's anybody you can do some business with, because they keep programs like this free here on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode of the Crude Life Podcast. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks.
There's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here. Snow's following, starting to blow. Season's drifting up by my front door. Well, life slows down at a few below. You're walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Hope my car stops when I go.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
The bright is shining with a mocking sound. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Brightening up the smiling face of all the people passing by. It's the Broadway shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm choking with the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Hope my car stops when I go. Engines froze, I feel the wind chill down to my toes. Well, I'm glad I don't live too far away. Oh, well, the moonlight shining on my walk home. I'm breathing in cold, they're exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking I'm that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking.